בוקר טוב, שבוע טוב. We stay exactly less than a week before Hanukkah. And I would like to take this opportunity and to see a very interesting insight about Hanukkah. And now I can take all this special holiday, a unique holiday, if I can say more from any other holiday in our calendar. And through the shiur we explain why, how we can take this holiday with us all the year. But before we walk into the Marei Mekomot, what we have in front of us, we will start Be'al Peh a little bit, and later we will merge everything with the source, with the Mekorot, what we have in front of us. Batorah, Parashat Emor in Sefer Vayikra have special name, Parashat Amoadot. The Torah teach us about all the holidays. Obviously we start from Pesach and we end in Sukkot. Immediately after, the Torah ends with all the holidays, Ele Moyadei Hashem. The Torah teach us about the menorah in Bet HaMikdash. The Torah teaches ויקחו אליך שמן זית זך כתית למאור etc etc. זה ראשונים הרוקח על התורה and many other understand if the Torah decide to connect דיני המנורה to סוכות, the last holiday in the list of the holidays. Obviously this comes to teach us about connection between Sukkot and Chanukah. And what's the connection? Sukkot is 8 days, including Shmini Atzeret. Chanukah is 8 days. Sukkot, every single day we say Alel Hashalem, the full Alel. Exactly same. Chanukah, every day we say full Alel. Sukkot, if somebody builds Sukkah above 20 Amah, the schach is above 20 amah. You cannot recognize the schach. The sukkah is psula. Exactly same if somebody light Hanukkah candle above 20 amah from the floor what he stay, he not mekayim the mitzvah. Sukkah we build outside from the house. Ner Hanukkah also we light outside on the house. And we have many other examples what we see how Hanukkah and Sukkot Le'alacha similar. Many dinim relate to both of them. My question is, what is the inside connection between these two holidays? Moreover, very very interesting, Am Israel stay close to Eretz Israel. They prepare himself to cross Yarden River. In this time, in this preparation, they start again to complain about the time in the desert. They really would like to return back to Egypt. HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, this is too much. And he punished them. And the Torah mentioned only one time, Vayamot Am Rav Meisrael. Elat. People die. Vayamot Am Rav Meisrael. How? HaKadosh Baruch Hu send snake and they attack them with the poison and they die. Am Israel recognize they make major mistake. They apologize. HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to Moshe Rabbeinu to make Nachash Nechoshet, snake from copper. And everyone would get the poison and still alive. If he look of the snake, he will come healthy. But the posuk in the Torah is follow. עשה לך שרף, שרף, this means a snake from copper, שים אותו על נס, put him in very high place, so everybody can watch, והיה כל הנשוך, everyone would get the poison from the snake, וראה אותו וחי. And this will keep them alive. Come the מתמוישה, and say to us, עשה לך שרף, This is first bracha, what we say in Chanukah night, להדליק נר של חנוכה. זה נר הסברן, שרף, נשרף. שים אותו על נס, this brings us to the second bracha, שעשה ניסים. והיה כל הנשוך, וראה אותו וחי, bring us to שהחיינו. ריבונו של עולם, what's the connection between the snake, what Moshe Rabbeinu making the desert to protect the life of people who get the poison and still alive, to Chanukah. Because the Pasuk use word, what in the middle of the night, in the dream, we can connect this to Chanukah. Aselech ha-saraf, saraf is mean, the candle is burned, לעד לקנר של חנוכה, שים אותו על נס, is mean, שהסניסים, והיה כל הנשוך וראה אותו וחי, וחי שהחיינו. We don't see any connection. And what Chazal really would like to teach us? The explanation is follow. And again, soon we will walk into all the sources one after the other, but this introduction before we walk in will help us understand exactly the uniqueness about this special holiday. And after this Chanukah, B'siyata Dishmaya, we have special life with a lot light. B'siyata Dishmaya. And we see what Chazal teaches. Is the answer of these two questions is follow. The Maharal in Netzach Israel mentioned only three times in all the Tanakh, only three times, no more, we find the word Emunah, what belong to Am Israel. We find the word Emunah, what belong to people. For example, Avraham Avinu, Vayamin Ba'ashem, and many others. But the word Emunah, what belong to all our nation, Am Israel, take place only three times. First time, when Moshe Rabbeinu comes and tells us in Egypt, HaKadosh Baruch Hu soon will take us out, the reaction, what we have, Vayamen Am. We believe him. Vayamen Am. Everybody believe, soon we leave Egypt. Second time, what we say every day, Vayaminu Ba'ashem, Moshe Avdo. Third time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to Moshe Rabbeinu, before Kabbalat HaTorah, Hine Anuchi Ba'elecha Be'av Ha'anan, etc. Ve'gam Becha, יאמינו לעולם. Definitely after קבלת התורה, everyone, every generation will believe the Torah what you give to Am Israel is from שמיים, and you don't write anything by yourself. This is three times what we find the word אמונה, what belong to כלל ישראל. Come the Maharal and explain. These three אמונות, one, ויאמינו בהשם ובמשה עבדו, is mean אין עוד מלבדו. הקדוש ברוך הוא control the nature. He split the ocean, he take us out from Egypt, he can do what he want. אין עוד מלבדו. וגם בך יאמינו לעולם, מוישה רבינו, for good forever, people will believe the Torah, what you give is from שמיים, this is אמונה תורה מן השמיים, obviously. And ויאמן העם, what Am Israel really believe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take us out from Egypt, he never forget any one of us, this is type of אמונה, השגחה פרטית. HaKadosh Baruch Hu care about every single one, person, in Am Israel. These three אמונות, the Maharal continue and say, take place in three special holidays. Pesach, represent אמונה, אין עוד מלבדו. What is Pesach? יציאת מצרים, what happened in Egypt, all the miracles, when we leave Egypt until קריאת ים סוף. Pesach is clearly holiday, what we celebrate, זה אמונה אין עוד מלבדו. שבועות, obviously, we celebrate זה אמונה, תורה, מן השמיים. קדוש ברוך הוא גיב זה תורה. And סוכות, we celebrate זה אמונה of השגחה פרטית. הקדוש ברוך הוא watch every one of us, all the years in the desert, how the posuk says, שמלתך לא בלתה מעליך, רגלך לא בצקע, everything what we have, stay with us for good, we have עמוד ענן, we have עמוד אש, we have man, we have slav, we have באר, we have everything what we need, every single day, for every one of us. אמונה בהשגחה פרטית. עד כאן, דברי המהר"ל, one more line, the מהר"ל end and say, from this reason, these three holidays, have special name, רגלים. גימל רגלים. Why regalim? Because this is the legs of Jewish life. The legs of Jewish life is emuna. Enod milvadoi. Torah min ha-shamayim, והשגחה פרטית. עד כאן דברי המהר"ל. If we take the Maharal one step up, we understand very well when Bilam drive the donkey and she push him to the wall and she opens the mouth, what she say to him? Lama ze ikitani ze shalosh regalim. She need to say to him in Hebrew, Lama ze ikitani ze shalosh peamim. Why regalim? Is Chazal explained. She said to him, you try to start his nation? What celebrate three regalim? We try to start his nation what believe. And od milvadoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu run everything. And Torah min ha-shamayim, and Hashgacha pratit. No way. Not any chance for you to succeed. We understand this with the Maharal. Very nice. Now, we take the Maharal to the next step. Similar to these three holidays, what we have from the Torah, we have other two holidays, midivrei sofrim. What the rabbis decide for us, and the Nevi'im decide for us to celebrate. One is Purim. Purim. What happened in Purim? First, v'na'afochu. All the big miracle. In the last moment, after all the letters with the final solutions. What is mean? Everyone feel clearly, and on milvadoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the show, he changed everything in 1 second, in 1 minute. What else happened in Purim? Adur Kibluah. What is mean Adur Kibluah? We accept the Torah again. We believe Torah is Mi'ah Shamayim. Is Purim clearly parallel to Pesach and Shavuot. Chanukah, what happened in Chanukah? Masarta Rabim Biyad Me'atim. Chanukah is holiday. What we celebrate זה השגחה פרטית. What bring Matityahu ובניו to fight against the Greek? Only 12 people. No way to start. Not to win, to start. Why is heaven in the mind? We will start to fight and everything will take place in the right way. How? Because few days before, Yehudit, in the wedding, what take place, one of the Gzerot Yavan, is every girl what marry, immediately after the wedding, go to the Egmon, go to the king, and girls don't want to marry. Yehudit say, I marry. And Chazal tells us, the wedding was so beautifully wedding, but every time through the wedding, from the Badekin to the Chuppah to the dancing, people dance with tears, because they know what's going to happen in the end of the wedding. She go to the king, and she all the time dance and say to everyone, clean your tears, feel happy, everything is okay. People don't understand what happened. And the people of the king wait for him. What for a Yehudit? All the wedding. The wedding is over. She takes a bag. She say to the husband, in a few hours, I will come back. Be surprised. She arrived to the palace. She say to the king, I dance all the wedding. You can ask your people. They watch me. I need to eat something. What you would like to eat is what Chazal say, what everybody know, they eat milchik, and she kill him, she take his head, put in the bag, she return back to the husband, and Chazal come and tells us. You know what it means to cut the head of somebody when she dress with simlat kala, everything is white, not one drop of blood, not one drop of blood make dirty the simlat kala. And she leaves the palace, the people will take care of the palace, understand the king sent, Yehudit back, and she come to the husband and say, Vakasha, this is what I promise you. And she show him the head of the Egmon. Immediately after, Matityahu Banam come and say, if she walked by himself, and this is what she do with tremendous emuna, she never walked alone, HaKadosh Baruch Hu walk end by end, immediately, they make Kal Vachomer and they say, we also need to fight. And this makes a big revolution. It's Chanukah, we celebrate Emunah Be'ashgacha Pratit. Now we understand very well the inside connection between Sukkot and Chanukah. This is two holidays where the celebration is Emunah Be'ashgacha Pratit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu watch everyone. Everyone. And this is the reason why when Ordus say to us to stop celebrate Chanukah completely, in this moment, what happened under tears after we arrived to Beit HaMikdash, we start to celebrate in the Jewish home. We move the celebration from Beit HaMikdash to Mikdash Katan, our Jewish home. And publicly we celebrate this in Sukkot. And Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, Nesi Israel, when he danced in Simchat Beit HaShoeva, he played with eight fires. The Gemara say in Masechet Sukkah Nun Gimel. Why he played with eight fires? Very difficult to play with three. He played with eight, Nesi Israel, to show us we celebrate now also Hanukkah. We celebrate holidays, what the source of the holidays of Sukkot and Hanukkah Hashgacha Pratit. And every year, Hillel HaZaken, in the middle of the celebration, say very short speech, he say, in a few words, Im ani kan, akol kan. Im ata kan, akol kan. Im at kan, akol kan. What does it mean? Hillel HaZaken say, Im ani kan, akol kan. Hillel HaZaken was very humble. Hillel HaZaken come and say, everyone is unique. Everyone is special. We need everyone. Everyone has a mission. Everyone has a lot to develop, to do. And everyone is necessary. Now, we understand the inside connection between these two holidays. How we can get this kind of feeling with us all the year. How we can really raise the emunah bashgacha pratit in our daily life. How we really can see HaKadosh Baruch Hu walk with us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu really make for us many things, but definitely, naturally, to say Ziyad Hashem. How we can have this kind of feeling? Chazal come and teach us. When we have right perspective, is again, short and clear. What is mean right perspective? Every time when we look, we need to remember, we say this many, many times, we look of every situation, not with the physical eyes only, also we have eyes in our heart. Libi ra'ah, Shlomo HaMelech say. Also we have eyes in our brain. Roe ani et dvarecha. In English, somebody talked to us, and we want to tell him, we understand what we say, I see. These three ways to look of every situation. The eyes, the heart, and the brain. If we know to coordinate between all these three, we have right perspective. And this exactly will take place in the three brachot. What we say in the first night before we light the candles. First bracha is Le'adlik ner shel Chanukah. Le'adlik ner shel Chanukah. We look on the candle with the physical eyes. One. Second bracha, Sha'asa Nisim. Somebody have miracle happen to him. He's so excited. He talk about this. He say about this. He makes Sudas Mitzvah. He explains this to everyone. His heart, very excited. It means the eyes, what somebody having is, what everyone having is out, come clear when somebody see miracle. Now, Shechianu, Vekiimanu, Vigianu, Lazman Aze. What does it mean? Shechianu, Vekiimanu, Vigianu, Lazman Aze. What does it mean, Lazman Aze? What is Chanukah? Chanukah is normal day, exactly same as other days. Every night we light Chanukah candles. Big deal. It takes how long? 2 minutes. The family is big. 5 minutes, 10 minutes. It's over. Everybody go to the work. In Purim, it's different. Purim, the halacha say, if somebody don't need to go to work, it's not necessary, don't go. Somebody make melacha, what is not necessary, and no way bracha. You never see any blessing from this melacha. Only Purim. Chanukah, we never find this. Chanukah, everyone. Everyone in Chanukah go to work regular day. We light candles. How we can say Shechianu, Kiimanu, Igianu, Lazman Hazeh? What is unique about Lazman Hazeh from yesterday? The answer is to understand what is mean Chanukah. We need to use the eyes what we have in our brain. This explains to us what is mean Chanukah. Now, after we say all this introduction, we will walk into the Marei Mekomot what we have in front of us, and we will connect everything together step by step. The Shulchan Aruch come and teach us in the first paragraph. Anotar bayom hashmini min hashemen atzarich leshiur hadlaka oseh lo medura vesofo. Every leftover from the oil, what we have after Chanukah over, we need to burn. Sha'arei uktza le mitzvato, is mukze. We cannot throw this to the garbage, not the leftover of the oil, and also not the wicks. We need to take and to burn this. The source of this halacha take place in the Geonim, the second paragraph. Shilto de Rav Chai, Ner Chanukah, Sheotir bo Shemen. If we have left over of the oil, Mao tzarich lasot bo? What we do with this oil? Tashma de Tanu Rabanan, Ner Chanukah, Sheotir bo Shemen bayom harishon. Mosif alav umadliko bayom hasheni. If this happens in the first day, it's no problem. Second day, I put more oil. Third day, more oil, etc., etc. V'chen shara yamin. Aval, last line. Im otir bayom hashmini, if you have left over in the 8 days, oselo medura v'sorfo. You need to burn this, b'fnei atzmo. Lifi she'uktza le'mitzvah, asur li'ishtamesh mimenu. My first question is, what every one of us do with the schach of the sukkah after sukkah is over, direct to the garbage? We have special place to put this, and the special truck come and collect this after Sukkot. Why? Schach we threw to the garbage, and the leftover of the oil we need to burn. Moreover, what we do with the lulav? Yes, some people keep the lulav until Pesach. They burn the lulav with the chometz. Nice. But many people, what they do? What the wife say to the other, please kick this out, because if you leave this in the plastic bag until Pesach, it will look green and smell bad. Yes. To the garbage. What we do with the aromas? Definitely to the garbage. Etrog. If you want, you can eat. Zgules. If not, you throw to the garbage. Is why the leftover of Ner Chanukah we need to burn. What is the difference? Manishtana, what is the difference? The leftover of Ner Chanukah for all the other stuff what we use for mitzvot, the mitzvah is over, we can't kick this to the garbage. Second question, every year Chanukah takes place in the parashot, in the Torah we'll talk about Yosef and his brothers. Sometimes two parashot vayeshe miketz, every year definitely miketz, and obviously when we learn about all the story between Yosef and his brothers, we cannot learn only one parasha. If it's vayeshe v'miketz v'yigash v'yechi, we need to connect all the four parashot together, because this is one story, and some piece take place in the beginning, some in the end, and we need to see all the picture. It's a question to what I would like to raise in paragraph 7, when Yosef say to the family, I am alive, please say the good news to Abba, and Abba Yaakov prepare himself to go to Egypt. What he do? Say, Parogaf et Yehuda, Shalach lefanav, El Yosef, Leorot lefanav, Goshna, Vayavohu, Arza Goshen. Why? Yaakov send Yehuda before him to Egypt. Come Rashi and say, Parogafor, Leorot lefanav, Lefanot lo makom, Uleorot ech ityasheva. To find nice place, what is good for the family, and also midrash agada leorot lefanav letaken lo betalmud shemisham titze oraa letaken lo betalmud, to offer for him nice besmidrash yeshiva koilel, what he can study and learn. And the question what everyone asks immediately is, why Yaakov need to send Yehuda? Yosef in charge in Egypt. He can do what he wants. We can send one of the slaves, what they have, with leather from the brothers. Abba come next week. Please, Abba, ask if you can prepare for him nice area, what is good for the family. And also, nice besmidrash, what he can study, and you can learn with him. Everybody can study in this place. Why Yehuda himself need to arrive in Egypt with this mission? Why Yosef cannot do this by himself? This is the two questions. And B'siyata Dishmaya, we will see Mehmet Davar Pilei Pleim, and we will connect everything together. Is, again, why is the leftover of Ner Chanukah? We need to burn, but in other end, every leftover what we have, every holiday, whatever, any item what we use, we can throw to the garbage, if it's schach, if it's dalet minim. Why leftover of Ner Chanukah we need to burn? And question number two, why Yaakov Avinu need to send Yehuda to prepare for a place for the family, and also Bes Midrash, Yosef can make this immediately in a nice way, and quickly, and in a very good way. The answer is follow. Shlomo HaMelech, in Mishlei, teach us, in paragraph 5, But exactly the pasuk what I write, for some reason, they're not in the source. Mamash, pile ploim. Okay, we say the pasuk. We say the pasuk be'al pe. Bni, netzor, netzor bni, mitzvat avicha, ve'al titosh, torat imecha. Again, the pasuk is in Mishlei perek vav, pasuk kaf, netzor bni, mitzvat avicha, ve'al titosh, torat imecha. And what we need to do with this? Ksharem alibecha, paragraph 5. תמיד, אנדם על גורגורותיך, make some, put this on your neck, have this with you all the time, and פסוק כ"ג, כינר מצווה ותורה אור, ודרך חיים תוכחות מוסר. נר מצווה, תורה אור, ודרך חיים תוכחות מוסר. This פסוק, the Gemara in Sota, Daf Kaf Aleph, in paragraph 6, explains this posuk, which says it's Be'al Peh, 1 minute, in a very beautiful way. Somebody stuck in the forest. He has 3 major problems. Problem number 1 is dark completely, he cannot walk. He can stuck by stone, piece of wood, he can broke his leg. He cannot see anything in front of him. Problem number 2, to stuck in the forest, you have animals, you have gangster what can catch him and kill him and take everything what he has. And number 3, he don't know how to go to the crossroad. Because when he arrived in the crossroad, he really know exactly the direction to continue. Now, somebody give him candle. He feel very happy. Now he can start to walk. With the candle, he can walk step by step, slowly, and can see every piece of wood, every construction in front of him, and he can move this to the side or can walk between, and this save him only from every michshol and takala, piece of wood and stone, anything else in the way. But still he's scared from the animals. Now the new day start. He feel very happy. All these animals, what he's so scared from them, only come out when in the night, when it's dark. In the day, they walk in back to the place until the next night. But still, you need to know now how to go. You need GPS to go to the road straight. And from this place, he is okay. It comes the Gemara and says, this is exactly what the pasuk teaches us. Kiner mitzvah, the Torah, the ner, help him to continue to walk in the forest. He don't need to worry from any construction. He can see. Torah or Torah brings special light, same as new day, and now you don't need to worry for many animals. But what bring him to the crossroad? What bring him to the crossroad? The pasuk, the Gemara never say. The Gemara only talk about ner and or. Please, if you can look 1 minute in the Gemara, paragraph 6, Tanya, et zod arash Rabbi Menachem Barabbi Yossi. What I say, we read now inside. כינר מצווה תורה אור. תלה כתוב את המצווה בנר ואת התורה באור. את המצווה בנר לומר לך, מה נר אינה מגינה אלא לפי שעה. נר is good only for a few hours, no more. אף מצווה אינה מגינה אלא לפי שעה. מצווה also can help only for a few hours, for day plus minus. ואת התורה באור, לומר לך מה אור מגן לעולם. אף התורה מגנה לעולם. Now I skip one, two lines. משל. Every time when Chazal bring משל, משל come to make more clear what we learned before. What the משל come to teach us? לאדם שהיה מהלך באישון לילה ואפלה. Very dark. הוא מתיירה מן הקוצים, מן הפחתים, מן הברקנים. He's mean from all the construction. He worry, he's scared. הוא מחיה רע ומן הליסטים. ואינו יודע, and also he don't know how to go to the crossroad. מזדמנה לו אבוקה שלו. He gets some candle. ניצל מן הקוצים, מן הפחתים, מן הברקנים. Now he can walk. ועדיין מתיירה מחיה רע ומן הליסטים. He's still scared from the animals. What can attack them? ואינו יודע באיזה דרך מהלך. Also he don't know how to go to the crossroad. כיוון שעלה עמוד השחר, ניצל מהחיה הרעה ומן הליסטין, ועדיין אינו יודע באיזה דרך מהלך. He still don't know to go to the crossroad. הגיע לפרשת דרכים. When he come to the crossroad, he feel happy. How he come to the crossroad? זה גמרא never explain. How he come to the crossroad? זה גמרא explain to us how he okay with all the construction. How, what he have? Candle. Why not worry from all the animals? Because new day start. Good. But still in the middle of the desert. In the middle of the desert, in the middle of the forest. How he come to the crossroad? The Gemara never say. What is the answer? The posuk. What the posuk say? Ner mitzvah. Torah or. Vederech haim tochechot musar. The musar is GPS. The musar, he direct them to the right way. Because Musar, in Lashon HaKodesh, is not only to give shmus to people, to wake them up, to motivate them. Musar, in Lashon HaKodesh, if somebody drive horse, he have in his hand, when he drives the horse, what he have? Moshachot, reins. Yes, he have the reins in his hand. If he not have any reins, the horse, 1 minute can come crazy, and take him to the wrong way, to kick him out. But if he has the reins, he can control the horse. Every one of us have horse power. And we need to have musarot, to control ourselves, to do the right thing. And this brings us to the crossroad. This is what Chazal come and teach us. Now, when we come to the menorah of Bet HaMikdash, what menorah in Bet HaMikdash represent? Ner, Torah, Musar, or all of them? Obviously, what we say, menorah represent only what? Ner. The answer is, menorah never represent ner. What does it mean? We have candles, nerot. The explanation is follow. The Gemara in Brochas in Paro Gafei teach us, Aroe Shem and Zayit b'chalom, itzpe lemeor Torah. Paro Gaf 7, 8. הרואה שמן זית בחלום יצפה למאור תורה. Somebody see oil, he need to understand, soon he will have deep inside understanding in Torah. Pure oil help us to understand the Torah more well. And not only this, רבינו בחיה על התורה, come and explain, all the menorah himself, the menorah himself, one piece of gold, represent Torah. And Rabbeinu B'chai say in Paro Gaf 9, is follow. ועל דרך השכל, המנורה בשבעה נרותיה תרמוז לתורה הנקראת אור. שנאמר, כי נר מצווה ותורה אור. והיא כוללת שבע החוכמות. ועל כן היו נרותיה שבעה. We have seven types of חוכמה. This take place in the seven light what come out from the menorah. Moreover, we have three in one side and three in the other side and one in the middle. Three and three together is what? Six. And this represents the day what we accept the Torah, Vav Besivan. Six in Chodesh Sivan. But if this is not enough, we move 1 minute to paragraph 10 and we see Zegra, unbelievably. Come Zegra and say to us, take the first pasuk in every Chumash in the Torah and check how many words we have and you see how this connect to the menorah. For example, Bereshis, first pasuk, Bereshit bara Elokim et Hashamayim ve'et Haaretz. How many words? Seven. How many candles we have? Seven. Now we look inside paragraph 10. Rabbeinu Bi'er Rabbeinu ki hapsukim harishonim asher bekol chameshet חלקי התורה רומזים הם על התורה. פסוק ראשון יש בו שבע תיבות כנגד שבעה קני המנורה. Seven words, seven candles. פסוק ראשון ואלה שמות, יוד א' תיבות, ואלה שמות בני ישראל הבאים מצרים, האיש ומתו באו וצדרה. You have 11 words כנגד יוד א' כפתורים. We have 11 battles in the menorah. ויקרא אל משה, first פסוק ת' תיבות, כנגד ת' פרחים. We have 9 flowers in the menorah. וידבר השם אל משה במדבר סיני. We have 17 words, including the posuk is 18. The size of the menorah is Yutchet Fochim. Ele Dvarim. We have 22 words in the first pasuk. Keneged 22 Gvi'im. It's unbelievable. Every first pasuk in every sefer connect us to the menorah in Beit HaMikdash. The number of the candles, the number of the flowers, the size of the menorah, etc., etc. What is mean? How we explain this? What stay behind this? Pilei Pleim. Pilei Pleim. The explanation is follow. Every one of us have tzitzis. If my tzitzis come very old and yellow and no good and is ripped, and what we do with the tzitzis? We buy new. What we do with the old tzitzis? Obviously everyone will say, what does it mean, what we do? We put this in there. Shameless. Good? Fine. I buy mezuzah. You know the plastic bite of the mezuzah? 99 cents. Until I have nice mezuzah, I buy this mezuzah to put into the mezuzah. Thank God, week after, I have beautiful batim from the mezuzah. And this 99 cents, what I do with this? I really don't need this. What I do with this? No, garbage. What I need is plastic. It's only for a short time. Moravei Rabotai, if I have tzitzit, and the tzitzit come old, or part of the tzitzit is not okay, and I buy a new tzitzit, listen very careful. Don't shake, but listen. I can take the tzitzit and clean with mop the floor. And put this direct to the garbage. But this plastic bite of the mezuzah, what costs 99 cents, what I buy this only for a few days because I know I go to put beautiful mezuzahs, I need to put this in the shameless. Again, in the shameless. Completely the opposite from our first reaction, what I have and you have also. And why? The explanation is following, immediately we see this inside. Why? I have tefillin. This tefillin is from my grandfather, for example. I decide to change the button. It's very old. I say to the person who deals with tefillin to open the button, he takes out the parshiot of the tefillin, and he puts this in beautiful new button. What I do with the old button, I put this in the shameless. What is the difference between the button? What is over, the time is over. Now it's also not kosher. I need to put in the shemis, and tzitzis, I can't clean the floor. As the Prime Evaluation explained to us, what we find in Zeran and many other Rishonim, we have tashmishei mitzvah, and we have tashmishei kedusha. Tzitzis is mitzvah. Schach is mitzvah. What happened after Sukkot? With the schach, the mitzvah is over. It's a garbage. I don't need all this sukkah also. Next year I go to buy beautiful new sukkah. To the garbage. Time of the mitzvah is over. The idea what I use for the mitzvah is not more, have any kedusha. It's not necessary. I can't do this. But we have also tashmishei kedusha. Tashmishei kedusha. What I need to do with this when the time is over to put in the shemis. I have the mantle of the Sefer Torah. I have the girdle of the Sefer Torah. We buy something new beautifully. What we do with the old? To the shemis. This I cannot throw to the garbage. Why? Tzitzis is probably more important from the girdle of the Sefer Torah. No! Because everything what touch Torah come part of this, change the idim from tashmish mitzvah to tashmishei kedusha. And we will look inside in Nefesh HaChaim, paragraph 11. וגם, כקדושת ואור המצווה, אשר תשכין אורה על אותו דבר, והחפץ, זה מצווה, bring special light to the hiding, אשר בו ועל ידו תעשה המצווה, and we use the hiding for the מצווה, אינו שורה עליהם, the light of the hiding, רק לפי שעתו, only for short time, בעת שהמצווה נעשית, סוכס, זה שכח איזה מוקצה, the decoration of the סוכה is also מוקצה, אבל אחר שנעשה בהם מצוותם, הקדושה והאור מתעלה ומסתלק מהם. It's no more holy adim. I can put this to the garbage. אבל התורה הקדושה, כל מקום שתזריח ותופיע אורה וקדושתה בפעם אחת, התורה הקדושה, when she come and take place in one place, for one time, קדושת עולם תהיה לו. I put the mezuzah in the batim, 99 cent plastic batim. Finish. It's only for good. And ishar tamid bekdushato. כמו ששנינו בבריתה, listen, גמרא במגילה, תשמישי מצווה נזרקים. I can throw this to the garbage, אחר שנעשה מצוותם. תשמישי קדושה נגנזים. ולקח, מנו שם תשמישי תפילין, מזוזות בכלל תשמישי קדושה. Now, פלאי פלאים. If the oil of the menorah, in בית המקדש, have status of what? תורה, הרואה שמן. יצפה למאור תורה, ממילא, this elevates all the menorah himself, and all the menorah come one piece of Torah. And for this reason, every first posuk in חמישה חומשי תורה, the number of the word in the posuk relate to other part in the menorah in בית המקדש. From this reason, if I put parshiot in the tefillin for 1 hour, I need to put the tefillin in the shemes. I cannot throw this outside. Now we understand very well. When we light the menorah, the chanukiah, every night, the oil is tashmishei kedusha. The oil is not schach of sukkos. The oil is not lulav. This oil is tashmishei kedusha. This light is similar to the light of the Torah. From this reason, everything what is left over, we need to burn. Yes, the Chanukiah himself can throw to the garbage after, because it's not menorah of Bet HaMikdash. You have difference halacha between the menorah and Chanukiah about the Kli himself, but the oil, what we put in the Chanukiah, and this obviously represents the menorah in Bet HaMikdash, the oil have special status, Tashmishei Kedusha. Now, this takes us to the next step. We understand very well why we cannot throw this outside. We need to burn this. In kacha, pilei plaim. Am Israel go to Egypt. They go to build houses. Everyone go to build his house. Yaakov Avinu, no. He go one way ticket. HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to him, I will take you back. You will alive and ever return back from Egypt. But you never know also how many years. But in the meantime, everybody need to build his house. Come the Shlach HaKadosh and say, you have opportunity to build house? To build apartment? Please, the Shlach say, before you start to build, or after you buy, and you want to ask yourself what I got to do in any room, make one room, cheder limud. In the moment when you make one room, study room, place for study, place for learn Torah, to daven, you elevate all the house. And all the house come, tashmishei kedusha. Look the Shlach, in paragraph 13, ואת יהודה שלח לפניו לתקן לו בית מדרש שמשם תצא הוראה. יעקב אבינו, no, before he arrived in Egypt, number one, what he need to do, or one of his children need to do is to open בית מדרש. Before everything else. Why? לימוד מוסר מזה. כל פעולה שהאדם עושה. ראשי דבר, יראה בפעולה זו להכין עניין לצוהר גבוה. Everything what we do, we need to ask ourselves how we can use this also for כבוד שמיים. כמו, מי שזוכה לבנות בית, יצייר במחשבתו תחילה איזה חדר בבית שיהיה מוכן לו להיות סגור שם לתפילה, לתורה, לתפילה, להתבודדות. Study room, what you can study, quiet and learn and daven, מקום מוכן, בית ועד לחכמים, people that can walk in and to learn together, ואחר כך יצייר עניינים המצריכים לו. And after this, he will deal with other part of the house, what he needs, what is important for the family, etc. From this reason, Yaakov Avinu need, before he arrived in Egypt, number one, Bes Midrash. But the question is, why he sent who? Yehuda. Why Yosef by himself cannot do this? Because what is unique about Yehuda, what is unique about Yehuda, is Chazal teach us in paragraph 12, ויגש אליו יהודה, הנה ימים באים, נאום השם, וניגש חורש בקוצר, paragraph 12, חורש זה יהודה, קוצר זה יוסף. מי סלדר? חורש זה יהודה, קוצר זה יוסף. What is mean? What is unique about יהודה? יהודה plowed. What do you mean to plow the land? To change the land completely. יהודה is person what can change situation in 1 minute. When Tamar almost go to die, They go to burn Tamar. She not say a lot. She only says the person who gave me the stamp, the chotemet, the tilim. I come pregnant from this person. He never mentioned his name. Yehuda come and say immediately, I'm the husband. I'm the father of the children. Yehuda changes the situation. Yehuda is choresh. Yehuda can change the situation and really see the emes. But this is only Yehuda. Yosef have other knowledge. He's kotzer. What does it mean kotzer? Somebody would collect. Collect. The power of Yosef is, he know to hold himself. He collect himself. He collect all his kohot otiev. Vaitapak Yosef. He hold himself with his brothers all the time. With Esh Potiphar, Yosef have tremendous koach. And Yehuda have tremendous koach. Yehuda by himself is nothing. If all the time he changed, he plowed, nothing can grow. Yosef by himself is also nothing, because what Yosef do? He hold himself. To hold himself all the time is also not good. We need to develop, to build. When Yosef and Yehuda come together, when they come together, this is a way to build the Jewish home. This is a way to build. We need the bait and also Yosef, what can raise this house. From this reason, you need to send Yehuda. Yosef himself is not enough, and Yehuda himself is not enough. Both of them together can make this. Now, listen and see something. Mamash, pil A, playing. What come to my mind first time when I prepare this issue. First time. When we stay in Egypt, and what place we stay? Obviously we know from the cheder, from the preschool, where? In Goshen. From what place we live in Egypt? Also from Goshen. Now we'll read the psukim in the Torah, and we see something different. Very interesting. Paragraph 17. Chazal tells us, Ve'et Yehuda shalach lefanav el Yosef, leorot lefanav Goshna, vayavohu arza Goshen. What is mean? He sent Yehuda in front of him, leorot lefanav Goshna, vayavohu arza Goshen. What is the difference between the word Goshna and Goshen? The explanation is follow. For example, Manhattan. We have west side, east side, lower side. We have different neighborhood. Goshen is big place. Goshen is city. Yaakov Avinu would like to know where exactly in Goshen he go to stay with his family. Is it Yehuda shalach lefanav Goshna to check exactly where is the place what he go to live with his family. Vayavohu arza Goshen. But the Torah never say, when Yehuda arrived early, Yosef tell them, yes, take the family when they arrive in this and this place. The Torah never says this. Why? Because Yosef never say to Yehuda anything about this. Why? Because Yosef HaTzadik understand, if he will say to Yehuda, the place what I feel is good for the family and Abba is in this and this place, what going to happen? Yehuda will start to take care, people start to build, people will know Yaakov Avinu arrive in Egypt soon, and what going Paro to do? Big ceremony, red carpet, all the army will stay in front of Yaakov, big celebration. Yosef say, when my father come to Egypt, is not celebration. My father come to Egypt, yes, he come to see me, but he know he cannot return back to Israel. He need to stay in Egypt and Galut start, and it's a difficult time, it's not time to make any celebration. When Yehuda will ask me when, where to build the neighborhood for us, we will wait until Yaakov arrive. He don't want Paro will know his father arrive before he see him. In this way, he want to skip all the celebration. And look the next pasuk, pasuk of Tet, paragraph 17. Vayesor Yosef merkavto, only by himself. Nobody help him. Vayesor. Vayal, only by himself. Likrat Israel Aviv Goshna. He traveled by himself to the place where they arrive in Egypt. They arrive in JFK, they take the car service or the van, they bring them to some place in Manhattan. In this place, Yosef traveled by himself, not with anybody else, he don't want to make any ceremony, to see his father. In this place, what he meet his father. He says, this is the place where you're going to build the yeshiva. This is the place where you're going to live all the family. And the name of the place is not Goshen. Goshen is a city. The name of the neighborhood is Ramses. Ramses. The place what Yaakov and Banav arrived in Egypt is Ramses. Pasuk black on white. Paragraph 18. Vayashev. Vayoshev. Yosef. Et Aviv. Ve'et Echav. Vayiten lahem achuza be'eretz Mitzrayim. Be'meitav ha'aretz. Be'eretz Ramses. Black on white. Kasher tziva paro. Paro give okay. Be'eretz Ramses, in the place what he sees his father. And his father says, Shema Yisrael, how Chazal tells us. In this place, the yeshiva take place. And the family take one house or two houses or building, and they start to build the family. Later, vayifru, vayishretzu, vayirbu, mimod, mimod. They need more to extend the area, they take all Eretz Goshen. From this reason, when we leave Egypt, from what place we live? Vayisumi Ramses. Vayachanu besukot. The place what we start is the place where the yeshiva of Yaakov Avinu start. This is the house. In the place where you arrive, Yaakov, we build the yeshiva. Around this, we can build all the Jewish life. And around this, we can understand Lo Shinu et Shmam, Leshonam, Malbusham. We can stay unique nation. From this place, we leave Egypt. To where? To Har Sinai. To get all the Torah, and from Har Sinai to Eretz Israel. This is what Chazal came to teach us. Chanukah is opportunity for us to take the Kedusha of the days to all the year. Chanukah not have Avdala in the end of the Chanukah. Chanukah is regular day completely. Completely regular day. Everybody go to the work exactly same as we do every day and every week. Nothing changed. And the idea is to take this to our daily life. And from this reason, Ashla Kadosei, Abnei Sosro Srei, Reb Tzodik, many, many say, how many candles we have in Chanukah? 36 candles, not including the Shamashi. 33. From day one of Chanukah until Rosh Chodesh Shvat, 36 days. Rosh Chodesh Tevet is not so special months. We have Tevet Tevet, Ezra Sofer passed away. Chavet Tevet, we translate the Torah to Greek. Yud Tevet, Asara Betavis, Nebuchadnezzar stay around Jerusalem. Tevet is not months with light. The candles of Hanukkah continue until Rosh Chodesh Bat. All the months of Tevet get light from Hanukkah. Hanukkah is holiday what is so unique. We not stay in Yom Tov in this level. We make Avdalah, we come back to the normal day. Holiday what we take the days, the light to all the week. Chanukah is Tashmish Kedusha. We can bring this Kedusha to daily life. From this reason, if somebody lights Chanukah in the street, it's very nice to show this to the people, but we never say bracha. But because Din Chanukah is Ner Ish Ubeito, we make the Jewish home holy place. This is unique about Chanukah. This is Chanukah what we can understand with the eyes what we have in our brain. Spirituality eyes. Nobody else except us can understand what is mean Chanukah. It's not candles, it's not happy Chanukah. And Leavdil, what they say about the other nations. In the same time, many times it's happened. This is unique. This is so special. From this reason, good for every one of you. And say to every member in your family, please, 1 minute, 60 seconds, no more. Every night of Chanukah, watch the candle. Look direct to the light of the candle. And tell me next year in Chanukah, what happened to you through this year? How much new light we get in the year? Reb Tzodik mentions this and many other. Chazal come and say, eyes, sometimes we use the eyes in the wrong way. How we fix this? With tears. Chanukah, we don't need tears. To watch the candles, 1 minute, every night. But watch 60 seconds. The light of the candle come to us, all the year. Show us a direction. Protect us from any destruction. From any construction, from anything wrong. And we come to the crossroad and we know to continue from this small candle to the big new light of Or Chadash, Al Tzion Tair, Venizkeh Kulanu, Bimera Leoro.